Hi, I'm AG Cassidy, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 11, and the title to today's episode is Meditation, What's in It for Me? So, in my experience with meditation, the number one benefit is connecting to the spirit. There are many, many, many other benefits of meditation that I'll get into a little bit later in the video, but the number one benefit for me has been the ability to connect with my spirit. Now, let's talk about the spirit first. We as human beings have two major operating systems within our body. We have the mind and we have the spirit. There are many, many, many other operating systems within our body, but these are the two main ones that have to do with consciousness. Okay, and how we see and perceive the world around us. So many, many, many religions talk about, especially Christianity, talk about walk in the spirit and live in the spirit and all these things. And all of the years that I attended Christian churches, no one ever, ever, ever told me how to do that. They all said to do it, but they never said how to do it and how do you know when you're doing it. So quite honestly, I was very, very confused about that for a very long time. So it wasn't until I broke away from that and I began to engage in meditation that I began to realize and learn and understand that that is the way, that is the portal to accessing our own spirit. Now your spirit is there. It's a part of who you are. And the spirit, of course, is connected to everything, to the all. When you hear people say, well, we're all connected. Well, that is how we are all connected, is through that matrix, that spiritual matrix that now people are calling the divine matrix, and they're calling it all kind of beautiful names. I like that one personally, but let's just call it the matrix for simplicity. And that's how you do it. The way that you access your own spirit is through quiet meditation. Now, think about this for just a moment. If you were having a conversation with a friend and you did all the talking and you never shut up, you never shut your mouth, you just talk, you're not ever going to hear the other side of that conversation, the side that your friend is wanting to share with you. It's the exact same thing with the spirit. If you don't ever quiet the mind, if you don't ever quiet that, you're not ever going to hear what your spirit has to say. And from my experience, the spirit has a lot to say. But you can't hear it until you learn how to quiet the mind. And the only way I've learned how to quiet the mind is through meditation. That's when you have the ability to tap into that spiritual side of you. And remember this, that spiritual side of you is who you really are. Now, you are a combination of what you're experiencing on this earth, but who you really are, the part of you that's going to exist whenever your mind and your body are dead and gone and buried, is your spirit. Your spirit's what's going to be left. Your spirit is what's going to fly back to heaven, where you came from, source energy, where we originally came from. The mind is merely a tool with which to navigate this life. The mind is also a hard drive of information of your past and your present and every single thing that's happening to you. It contains all of the memories of everything. So realize that if you've had a lot of pain and trauma in your life and you haven't resolved it, that pain and that trauma is going to continue to replay itself out in your life, which is what people call karma, and that is your karma. Your karma is you're going to replay those events over and over and over and over and over in your life until you're ready to release them, until you're ready to release that and move on and grow, change, evolve your karma is going to keep you in that cycle and that loop. I call it a loop of past pain. I know, because I lived it. And then I learned how to process and release that pain and move on from it. So there's many, many other benefits from a meditation. The first one being living in the spirit, living from a spiritual perspective, okay? Stress relief is another really good benefit of meditation. Peace, clarity. I get more clarity about my life when I get quiet and I silence the mind. I get relief from worry. I get balance. I get love. Once I learned how to meditate and open up my heart, which was the process I had to do through meditation, then I began to be able to feel love inside of my body and experience love with other people. Joy, healing, patience. There's so many benefits from meditation that are available to you. The hard part is that when you begin to meditate in the beginning, it's hard to silence the mind. I mean, when I first started meditating, if I could get my mind to shut the hell up for just a couple of seconds, I was doing good. Go easy on yourself. If you're a beginner in meditation, if you feel like you want to try it, you want to get some of the benefits from it, go easy on yourself. I learned from an app, a free app on my phone. There are thousands of free meditations. You can get guided meditations that will help you learn how to meditate. I like to meditate to different things, different types of sounds. And everybody's mind and DNA is different, so you have to find what works for you. But once you learn how to do it, and it takes a couple of good years of meditation before you're really, really going to be able to just, boom, jump into it. Unless you're just one of those people that adapts to it very easily. Closing the mind, shutting the mind, like getting the mind to just be quiet is the part, the challenge. It is a challenge, though, that you will gain many benefits from if you pursue it and learn how to do it. I can't tell you the peace and the joy that you will receive from doing it. And really, if you think about it, it makes sense that those things are what come from our spirit. Peace, love, joy, patience, long-suffering. Those are what's called the fruit of the spirit. Those things will become more present and prevalent in your life if you take on a meditation practice. That's what's happened in my life. That's what's happened in many, many other people's lives. So what's in it for me? A lot of good shit. I hope you've enjoyed this session. I am E.G. Cassidy, and have a great day.